Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Brothers and sisters, you are welcome to this week's edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we thank you. We bless you. We exalt your holy name. We magnify you, Lord. We declare, Lord, that you are the only God that we know. You are the only God that we serve. You are our provider. You are our sufficiency. And it's you and you alone we serve all the days of our life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, everlasting God, for where we are coming from, where we are today, where you are taking us to. Thank you, Lord, for the wonderful plans that you have in stock for us. Thank you, Father, Lord, that today we are counted amongst the living, not amongst the dead. We bless your holy name. We exalt you. Thank you, Father. Glory, honor, praises be unto you. Thank you for all the past broadcasts. Thank you for the souls that have been won into your kingdom. Thank you for all manners of blessings that you have released unto your people. And we say glory be unto your holy name. Father, Lord, we commit today's broadcast into your hands. And we pray, Lord, that let your word go forth with power. Let it bring forth salvation, healing, deliverance. Let it draw us closer to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Amen. Brothers and sisters, you are welcome once again to your favorite program. And today I'll be discussing with you what I charge you, riding over the storm of life. Riding over the storm of life. My God, we grant you the grace to overcome every storm that comes your way, wherever they may be coming from. The Lord will grant you the victory to ride over them in the name of Jesus. You will not be submerged by your problems in the name of our Lord Jesus. The Almighty God will make way for you, even where they have said there is no way, because you are special in His sight. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Today we are going to be looking at the text Genesis chapter 39 verse 1 to 23. Genesis 39, 1 to 23. But because of time, I probably just read the first 13 verses. The Bible says, "Now Joseph had been taken down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, brought him from the Ishmaelites who had taken him down there. The Lord was with Joseph, and he was a successful man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all he did to prosper in his hand. So Joseph found favor in his sight and served him. Then he made him overseer of his house, and all that he had he put under his authority. So it was from the time that he had made him overseer of his house and all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was on all that he had in the house and in the field. Thus he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he did not know what he had except for the bread which he ate. Now Joseph was handsome in form and appearance. And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast longing eyes on Joseph, and she said, 'Lie with me.' But he refused and said to his master's wife, 'Look, my master does not know what is with me in the house, and he has committed all that he has to my hand. There is no one greater in this house than I, nor has he kept back anything from me but you, because you are his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?' So it was, as she spoke to Joseph day by day, that he did not heed her to lie with her or be with her. Let's just stop there because of time. The Lord bless the reading of his word. I advise that you read the whole passage. And as you do so, the Lord will give you greater insight in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. How are you and I going to ride over the storm? Because storm will certainly come. Challenges will come, whether we like it or not. But we, being children of God, we will overcome because we are more than conquerors. He who is in us is greater than who is in the world. Number one thing that we need is to hold on to the word of God. Research through the scripture. What is God saying concerning that situation, that circumstance you are going through? And if you hold on to his word, then you see that the Lord will grant you victory. The Bible tells us in the book of Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, it says, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. Say, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success." Say, you are the one who will make your way prosperous. You, by having to meditate upon the word of God, do not allow the word of God to depart from your mouth. Meditate upon it. And as you do so, you are the one who is going to make your way prosperous. So, brothers and sisters, let us hold on to the word of God. When those challenges come, read the Bible more than ever. Search through the Bible. Look at from the Bible, what is God saying concerning those situations? And begin to prophesy into your life. And as you do so, you see changes in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Number two thing is that you need to always cultivate the presence of God through a life of prayer. A life of prayer. You don't only pray when there are challenges. The Bible tells us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, he said we should pray without ceasing. That means you pray at all times. In the book of John chapter 16, John 16, verse 24, our Lord Jesus Christ speaking, he said, "Until now you have asked nothing in my name." And he said, "Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full." So ask that you may receive, that your joy may be full. You need that joy. So ask him. Ask him. He is not a prayer collector. He is a prayer answering God. And as you call unto him, the Lord will answer you. He will remove those storms of your life. He will cause them to be still. He is a God of peace. He is peace himself. And he will bring peace into your life in the name of Jesus. He will give you all-round rest in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Number three thing is that let them see Christ in you. Let them see Christ in you. Don't just be a Christian by name on Sunday. Tell the people about Christ. Minister, win souls for the kingdom of God. Even when you are going through those challenges, be kingdom focused. Do the work of God. Let the light of God shine through you. Begin to tell people about the goodness of God. People will begin to wonder, how can you be telling me that God is good when you are even going through the situation? Don't worry. As you tell them about the goodness of God, God will move on your behalf. But our Lord Jesus Christ, speaking in the book of Matthew chapter 5, reading from verse 14, he said, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand. And he gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." The light of Joseph shined. His master was able to see that God was with him. He knew that there is something different about this young man. And as a result of that, he was able to commit everything into his hand. And he saw that his business, his entire household was prospering. Why? Because of Joseph. wherever you are. Brothers and sisters, you need to let the light of God shine upon you. Let the people see the light of God in you. And as you do so, the Lord himself will move on your behalf. And that means that you are a problem solver, not a problem accumulator. Don't be in a place and the only thing they know you for in that place is that you are always causing problem. That whenever you come, the new problem comes. No, be a problem solver. Look for a problem and solve the problem. Joseph was a problem solver. He solved the problem of his master, Potiphar. Even when he was in the prison, he solved the problem of the jailer. He solved the problem of the cupbearer. He solved the problem of the butler. And that took him to the palace. And when he got to the palace, he solved the problem of Pharaoh. Brothers and sisters, be a problem solver. Be a problem solver. Even in the midst of your challenges, Joseph did not say, I'm going through this problem. I have my problem. I don't have time for any other thing. No, he was busy solving problems. Brothers and sisters, as you do so, that storm that you are facing, you'll be able to override it in the name of Jesus. That was what Joseph did. Just copy him, see what he has done. Copy and paste that what he has done, and you begin to see the differences in your life, in your situation, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing we can see about Joseph there was that the favor of God was upon him. He had the favor of God and also the favor of man. Why? Because he was diligent. He was diligent. The Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs 12:24. He said, the hand of the diligent will rule, but the lazy man will be put to forced labor. The lazy man will be put to forced labor. Proverbs 13 verse 4 says, the soul of the lazy man desires and has nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made rich. It's not just you claiming it. I claim it. I receive it. No, you have to be diligent. You have to be diligent. It's not just you saying, I claim this. I claim that car, I claim that house, I claim... No. You can't just claim. You need to be diligent in your work. That passage says, the soul of a diligent man, he desires and have nothing because he is lazy. But he said, the soul of the diligent shall be made rich. So it's not just hoping, it's not just daydreaming. It's about how diligent you are, how much of determination you have to make sure that those storms in your life, you are able to override them. You need to do something about it. And God will grant you that grace in the name of Jesus. Another point we can see was that you need to develop thick skin to overcome temptations. Temptations will come your way, but you need to overcome them. In the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22, it says, flee from all youthful lusts, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Flee from youthful lust. Come against temptation. Don't be where you be tempted. Run away from it. Don't say, I am strong. I am spirit-filled. No, run away. Run away from temptation and God will be with you. Joseph ran away from temptation. And then you also need to be mindful. You need to have a good physical outlook. Brothers and sisters, Joseph looked good. He looked good. The Bible said he was an handsome man. When Pharaoh called Joseph to come to the palace, he changed his garment. He was attractive. He was attractive. You make sure that you manage your body. Manage your body, manage your appearance. Don't say because things are tough and everybody sees you, they know that things are tough. No, brothers and sisters, be positive in your outlook. And finally, see beyond the physical. In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 16, it says, therefore, we do not lose heart. Do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and external weight of glory. For while we do not look at things which are seen, but at things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Let your focus be on God. Tell God to open your eyes to see beyond the visible, to see beyond the visible. And as you do so, the Lord will be with you. Brothers and sisters, you are hearing me today. You are not sure of your salvation. Don't forget, the first thing I say is that you must know the Word of God. Do you know the Word of God? Do you know this God? Do you cultivate His presence? If you do not know Jesus Christ, I'm giving you the opportunity right now. Just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sin. Write my name in the book of life. So shall it be in Jesus' name. And brothers and sisters, the mighty hand of God will continue to be with you. He will grant you victory on all sides. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of the Almighty God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.